This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is asking a judge to pause a voter citizenship verification order. The order would require election officials to verify the citizenship of all registered Wisconsin voters before the next statewide election in February. This comes after suburban Milwaukee voters filed a lawsuit in August 2024, arguing the State Elections Commission is failing to investigate unlawful registrations. Wisconsin law requires voters to certify that they are U.S. citizens, but does not require election officials to obtain proof or require voters to present any. After several weeks of dark, empty rooms and shuttered doors, the ACX Theater at Bayshore Mall in Glendale is closing permanently. The closure affects the theater, arcade, bowling alley, and backlot pizza and kitchen. The Journal Sentinel reports Bayshore ownership says it reclaimed the space because Omaha-based ACX Cinemas failed to meet its lease terms. The theater opened in late 2023 in the former iPIC space and was the first new movie theater in Milwaukee area since 2019. Plans to widen a busy stretch of I-94 in Waukesha County just cleared a major hurdle. The Wisconsin DOT has prioritized the project for an environmental study, a step before construction can move forward. Milwaukee Business Journal editor-in-chief Timothy Gibbons says this.
Went through the state legislature, got vetoed by the governor for procedural reasons, and the instructions were go through the Department of Transportation. This project got picked as the number one project that DOT things should be reviewed for further study.
The widening addresses a bottleneck between Pewaukee and Oconomowoc. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You'll be surprised at my topic today. You will be surprised. You'll be surprised. I might even ask Glenn about this one, because when I ask my question, it'll bother a few people. So I'm going to give you some time. All right. Got to put this over here. I'm going to give you some time to figure out whether or not you want to answer these questions. They're very basic questions. They're very simple questions. They're very straightforward.
By the way, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so that you never miss a moment of a live show. And if you really want to listen to us, just download 1017thetruth.com and download the app, and you can listen to us broadcast, rebroadcast, up broadcast, down broadcast, all the way around broadcast. So here's the deal. And it's a – now, you can tell me ahead of time, Glenn, whether or not you want to answer my question and whether or not you want to participate in something – that you absolutely know nothing about. In other words, do you trust me enough to answer a question? And you also have the right of refusal if you don't want to answer.
I feel like I'm about to stand trial. Like I'm getting read my Miranda rights.
Stand trial? Come on. You're not. And I'm only going to ask the question, but then once I get into the truth about it, I'm gonna let you go because, yeah, it's like, wait, what? Have you ever dropped anything in the toilet?
Yes, I have.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes, you can.
Before or after you used it?
After.
Okay. All right. That's it. Unless you want me to ask you another question that's not related to that one.
I'm two for two. Might as well ask me the third question.
Have you ever swallowed your spit?
All the time.
Okay. So, and this is not for Glenn. Glenn, don't answer this. If you drop something in the toilet, either before or after you use it, do you get it out? Like, do you reach in, poop, and pull it out? Because most people say, hey, that's filthy. That's dirty. I'm not going to do that. Oh, ooh. And I remind them, but it's yours. Like, you literally ate food. You drank, and it came out of you. And what you dropped in the water, in the toilet bowl, was yours. And so if you're late to the conversation, the question is, have you ever dropped anything into the toilet after you used it? And have you ever swallowed your own spit? And most people, if they're honest, I'll be honest. Yes, I have. I've dropped stuff and went, ugh. And then I went, ugh. And then I rolled up my sleeve and reached my hand in the water and got it. Then I had to wash my hands, you know, the way you always do after you go to the restroom. As if using paper stops your hand from getting dirty or smelling bad. But those are the lies we tell ourselves, right? If you dropped it in the toilet bowl and you had to go get it after you used it, it's yours. Everything that's in it, including your phone, is yours. So here's another one. If you spit into a cup, would you then swallow it? Because everybody's face goes, ugh! Spit into a cup and swallow it? That's gross. But yet you swallow your own spit while it's in your mouth. And nobody thinks about that. Nobody thinks about the fact that your mouth is considered one of the most dirtiest places on your body. Think of the crap that goes in and out of your mouth, the dirt, the dust, the bugs, the mites, everything that goes into your system and your body cleans it. But yet we got this issue with spit. But then you swallow your own spit. But you won't spit it into a cup. The person I asked about it off the air, they were like, ew, that's nasty. I said, how nasty is it to put spit in a cup and swallow it versus swallowing your own. I mean, your own. It's yours. It's yours. I know it sounds kind of gross, but I'm making a point here. Bottom line is how you look at the world depends on where you are. If you were able to get a phone because you were inside the phone store and you dropped your phone in the toilet, you would just go get a new one and wouldn't bother with it. But if you're at home and it's your only phone, before you would think about it, before it hit the water good, you would be reaching in to get your phone to dry it off. Oh, and by the way, I heard putting your phone in a bowl of rice, like, really doesn't work. But, but that's what we do. We look at people that do things that we disagree with, and we call it out. Oh, my God, I'd never do that. And then we do it under certain circumstances. If you were on a desert island and you were thirsty and there was spit in a cup, would you drink it? And it's the only water you have. But yet, if you just spit in a cup, you'd go, oh, my God, I'm not going to drink that. It's dirty. It's filthy. When, in fact, it's yours. Which made me think about something that no matter where we live and what we do in life, no matter what your culture is, everything is contingent upon one thing. When people agree, when people disagree, when they fight, when they're angry, when they march. I made the realization that absolutely everything we do in life comes down to one thing. Context is everything.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Does it look like it's a smile on my face? Does it look? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's going to be a pretty loose afternoon today. We're going to take it easy. We're going to talk about some stuff with Lee. You're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Ken. How you doing there?
I'm good.
You was asking the question about have you ever dropped anything in a toilet bowl?
Yep.
And got it back out?
Yep.
What happened to me is I dropped my best toothbrush in the toilet bowl.
Okay, did you throw it away?
Well, nope.
I guess it depends. Wow. I guess it depends on where you are, right?
I put Listerine all over it. I soaked it in Listerine for about a day.
Did you run it underwater?
Rinsed it off.
Did you run it underwater?
Yes, sir.
All that and
you in didn't hot boil water.
It in hot
super
water.
Hot.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's my best toothbrush, and I have a couple toothbrushes, but I liked it that one in particular.
But why couldn't you just buy a new one?
Well, I liked it that one particular and stuff, and it was just right for me. And I couldn't find one just like it, so I preferred just use that same one. And once I cleaned it up,
all right. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it. I don't know if I would. I think a toothbrush is a little too personal, like. You know, to drop it in the toilet and put it, yeah. Anyway, 17 minutes after the hour, 66 degrees. Tonight is going to drop to 43. I feel some kind of way about that. In my top 5 and 5, I'm going to be talking about the weather that's coming or the lack thereof. I'm not ready for this. Like, I'm not ready to have 29 bazillion days of heat and then all of a sudden, hey, surprise, it's cold. They said up north it's freezing. Like, they're expecting freezing. But anyway, I digress. So context comes down to really, like, how you view what's happening. And so in the right context, there's a lot of things that we can do. You know, I was watching a video and it was a white woman talking about how resilient black people are. And that she couldn't quite figure out what it was about black people that got. And then she went back and historically, you know, if you really think about it, you know, white culture really hasn't had to do anything. They were they're the majority. So, well, they used to be the majority, but anyway. And things just happen here, right? It just is what it is. That's the right. You know, so even when we use terminology about what's right and what's not, it comes down to context. Like, how do you view it? So, I don't know. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. Lee said, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I dropped something in the toilet. Had to get it. And I've done it too. But it came down to context. Now, here, the other thing is it was mine. Now, the question is, would you get somebody else's if somebody else dropped something in the toilet and had to get it? I can't get it. Can you get it for me? I'm going to think about that. One, it depends on who it is. Two, if it's someone that is not a part of my family, you're going to owe me for life. And I mean for life, you're going to owe me. You got to give me something to get here. Let me look at this. Oh, I didn't even click the right thing. Let me click that and take a look at. Sir Charles said, salivating is and always is a combination of habitat, especially swallowing of one's own saliva. Spitting into a cup and then swallowing it. And such, especially if it's purposeful, hawked up some form is not the least bit of the norm for any civil human being. Why is it not civil when you change context? Why? Why is it not? Because we need to understand context is everything. And so just because you hear somebody doing something or saying something or moving something, get the context of what it's in, and then you'll understand it better. Right? But we won't, because we love to control and we love to hold on to what we think as being right. And so when you don't understand another person's context, you misinterpret, you misunderstand, and you make decisions based on things that make absolutely no sense. But to you, it makes perfect sense. But your context is different. Your context is off. And we don't look at it. Hey, what's up? Who was first today? Who was first? S.E., Willie, or is it Wiley? You know your name is spelled Wiley, but anyway, what's up? Kwanda's here. And then they started talking to each other. So what's happening on there? Oh, my TVs aren't on. So y'all got to tell me in the chat what's happening on there. Like, tell me. All right. Oh, my goodness. I'm just reading. So evidently they're having another issue with YouTube because they said it's a commercial playing over. Okay. All right. So evidently you must have it. Now, wait a minute. We can't stop commercials playing on your YouTube. Now, if you were too cheap to not buy, you know, YouTube and all that, that's if you're running the free one, that's on you. So sometimes you're going to get a commercial. I'm just saying. But make sure you listen to it because that's how you help out the station. What's up, Mal? Wow. Somebody said we must get hacked. I'm like, you got to wait for it to transition from one show to the other. It's not an instant thing. And all you got to do is like click that little round circle at the top and then you'll reload and ta-da, I'll be here. Babar said, read the chat. Somebody said they're still getting audio over me. Play it over. And so somebody sent you a text telling you it's good, and now they're saying, thank you, it's so good. Sincere said they're just tired of me being reasonable. I need to stop being reasonable. I need to start being disruptive and Oh, you do. What's up, Dimitri? How you doing? How's everybody? So I don't want to really talk about that, but I might talk about it later about local stores that are going out of business. And if we're already in a quote unquote food desert, at some point we're not going to have anybody in the neighborhood. Okay, wait a minute. That one guy said their card got declined at McDonald's. Well, first of all, what you doing at McDonald's? That's one. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. Interesting. You all are interesting. The YouTube talk and text line is very interesting. Tell your friends about it. Let your friends come over. Y'all going to be selfish and say, we the only ones on here, so can't nobody else get on. Tell your friends, have them subscribe, click the notification bell, and, you know, we can do that. Cool? All right. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. There was a great article on one of my favorite topics, and that was education in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel at JS Online. And I talked about it before, and I don't know if I'm okay with this. It's an opinion piece by Will Flanders and Kyle Cohen. And it talks about what DPI, Department of Public Instruction, did. And it has nothing to do with being liberal. It has nothing to do with being conservative. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with how you present things and make things look like they're not. Personally, it's a form of lying and a form of fraud coming from Wisconsin DPI. Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction is accused of altering accountability metrics, which critics say mask poor academic achievement. So changes include renaming performance categories and adjusting cut scores, resulting in inflated proficiency rates and higher school report card ratings. It makes schools look like they're doing more than they really are. So like if your kid is proficient, well, they just change it. So under the new standards, no school district in the state will be rated as failing to meet expectations. So you can never have a failing school. Even if your school is failing and even if kids aren't learning and even if they don't make it. Advocates suggest adopting an A through F grading scale and realigning standards with national benchmarks for greater transparency. But what do? We call education system in Wisconsin, basically they equate it to the Titanic. You changing this stuff, as they say in this article, is just not just rearranging the deck chairs. State policymakers are consciously deciding not to save any children. They want to lie. And those schools with failing test scores and achievement gaps, chronic absenteeism, graduates unprepared for college or the workforce. Department of Public Instruction in Wisconsin wants to double down on a broken system that obscures the reality of flat or worsening academic performance. And I think it's just ridiculous. So just last year, the agency watered down the forward exam by renaming performance categories to below basic, developing, basic, into approaching, making it harder for parents to understand how a kid is really doing. So, A, by the way, you're approaching a C. Is that a D work? Is that F work? Or is it actually C work? Oh, you're approaching proficient. Approaching? Oh, okay. The inflated proficiency rates by 8 to 10%. Let me go back. It raised the exam cut scores, abandoning nationally recognized benchmarks. So now you can't compare one school district to another school district outside of Wisconsin. This is from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. That change inflated the proficiency rate by 8 to 10%, even though student learning didn't improve at all. So together, Wisconsin looks okay on paper. Looks better on paper. But you can't determine whether or not your kid learned anything or not. So now they want to go further. Altering cut scores on school report cards and the state report cards rank schools and districts on a five-star scale. One star fails to meet expectations, up to five stars significantly exceeds. So families and taxpayers can judge performance from school district to school district, from school to school. Under new standards, fewer schools end up in the middle three-star category of actually meets expectations. Now, this looks like progress until you see, this is what the article says, until you see where those schools land. Rather than reflecting real gains in student achievement, like by the students doing better, DPI simply moved the goalposts, arbitrarily pushing schools upward into the exceeds or significantly exceeds expectations categories. The result is a report card that makes Wisconsin schools look better, stronger, faster, even more outrageous. Not a single school district in the state out of more than 420 would be labeled as failing to meet expectations. There are schools in Milwaukee at MPS that are failing to meet expectations. I would strongly urge the school board to not accept the state's and create your own so that it's accurate and it's clear and it's transparent. Because this is a travesty, but this is the type of thing that Jill Underley, your superintendent of Department of Public Instruction, does. When she was on my show before, years ago, when she ran for office, and now with her reelection, she is going to destroy schools in Wisconsin. And if you voted for her, if you're pro public school education, and I am, she is terrible for public education. She wants to make it look good, but your children will not learn. You will think your children can read and write and do arithmetic, and they can't. And it'll sound good, it'll look good. And 20 years from now, when your kid can't get a simple job working at McDonald's, you're going to find out why. And by then, it'll be too late. States like Mississippi and Louisiana. We used to hear about Mississippi and Louisiana, about how bad their schools were. They have now passed Wisconsin in fourth grade reading scores on the nation's report card by pairing more transparent accountability standards with evidence-based strategies like, you ready? Higher standards and early literacy reforms. We're going to start teaching your kids how to read. We're going to start teaching them numbers and all that at birth. So don't you think Wisconsin should be realigning? Nah, they're not going to realign. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. I need Al from Sherman Park to hang on, and I'm going to check the talking text, and we're going to hit the YouTube chat. What are we doing? Agree or disagree? Is it time to start the push, now that she just got reelected, to get rid of Jill Underley?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Someone was at my heart. 833-212-1017. Also, y'all caught me singing some. Now, that's the kind of Mary J. Blige I like. I like Mary J. Blige, but I don't like, what's that other alto woman's name? The one I said I it was okay, but anyway.
Anita something.
Anita Baker. Yep. Anita something. You know her name. Get out of here. He said that's not my. So you play all these old songs, but you don't know Anita Baker. I knew I liked you for a reason. Yeah, Anita's. She's a great singer. Her music doesn't make me like. Yeah. Like a lot of people don't like Erykah Badu. I love Erykah Badu. Because I'm more into context, like what the song is about, than the. And that's all you hear. Loud music. 833-212-1017 is the number. Current temperature looks like it is, survey says, 66 degrees with a low of 44. Uh-oh. Al from Sherman Park, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's going on?
Hey, Dr. Cannon. Just catching up on the YouTube here. I see your topic earlier was context.
Yep.
Context mattering. And I find it ironic that the station is called The Truth, but some listeners only want to hear one side of the truth. And I come from a point of view where somewhere in the middle is the truth, and you let both sides talk, and then by hearing both sides somewhere in the middle and some questioning, mm-hmm. you come to truth. I have a friend who works as an operative in the Democrat Party, and he can't stand when I say somewhere in the middle is the truth, because he goes, the truth is the truth.
That is true.
It depends.
Your friend is correct. The truth is the truth. The problem is many times people believe everything they say is true.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the problem I have with media on both sides, and believe it or not, I probably listen to more left-leaning media than I listen to right.
Well, we all do, because most of the media is left-leaning.
Well, I'm talking about my endeavors on YouTube. I go into the long format,
right.
Conversations. So I know the argument of the other side, and it's not like I'm too foreign to it, because I was on the left for 33 years, and then 2016 I moved over to the right. But the media, when I think it's unbelievable when they constantly cheer for one side or the other. So Fox is conservative, and then ABC and NBC are pretty much liberal, and I don't know, CBS is kind of in the middle, and they're probably going to move over to conservatism now that Barry Weiss is going to be the news president. But I think you should present both sides, not just one narrative and the narrative of one party. And
well, but why do you have to present a narrative? Like, why can't you just present the news what it is and let the other person make up their mind? Back in the day, and I don't know how old you are, but back in the day when we had the Edward R. Murrows and the Walter Cronkites and the Harry Reasoners, you never knew news was liberal or not. You never knew it was. Like, now you have stories that are buried. You have stories that are worded. You have headlines that support a certain side, even though they pretend like they don't. And they just lie to you. And I would just prefer a Fox News that says we're conservative, or a CNN or an MSNBC. Mm-hmm. I can at least respect MSNBC. They tell you they're liberal. They're going to look at it from a liberal angle, and if you want it, watch it.
Yeah, it certainly is out there. Now it's not the fact that the news is the news for the purpose of being the news. The news is the news because it sells to a specific demographic,
and which is fine.
They're only going to show what that demographic
which
wants
is fine.
To hear.
It's streaming.
Is that what journalism, the Fourth Estate, should be? And is that why we gave them the rights under the Constitution?
That's why we took away the Fairness Doctrine. That's why we took away in 1987. We took away the Fairness Doctrine. So you can listen to what you want to listen to, watch what you want to watch, be where you want to be, instead of telling people, Al, you can't talk about being liberal, or you can't talk about Democrats. You can't talk about, if you talk about one Democrat, you gotta. I mean, think about the amount of money and the time it was taking that if we talk to somebody conservative, we got to talk to somebody liberal. If we talk to somebody that's a Republican, we got to talk to somebody who's a Democrat. Like, and then if you were a third party or a libertarian, it got ridiculous. And so now you get to listen to what you want to listen to. It's what people are doing anyway.
Except Congress left the politicians left a carve out for themselves. So if you have one candidate on, say, you have Kamala on Saturday Night Live, that you're supposed to have then Donald on Saturday Night Live?
No, you don't have to. The fairness doctrine is over. You don't have to do that anymore. You can do what you want to do.
No, there's a political balance that they're supposed to have.
If you're a guest, but if I'm appearing on a variety show, no, that's only if it's a news show. If my topic is
okay.
If I'm correct, I can stand corrected. You can correct me, 833-212-1017. But, I mean, if that's the case, every time a politician showed up on a TV show, ER, then I got to figure out episodes into the future putting politicians on. Yeah, that's a bit much.
I hear you. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I hope the truth dedicates themselves to the truth and having both sides on and figuring out where the truth is in the middle.
I appreciate it. Thank you much, Al.
All right, you have a good day.
833-212-1017 is the number. I know I'm getting screamed at to take a break, but Brian, I'm going to squeeze you in. What's going on?
What's going on, man? I wanted to ask you, who's the lady at the end of your show that comes on and says, be quiet all the time?
That is
so hilarious.
I am not telling anybody who that is. No one will ever know.
Can you say why the narrative is like that? Is she telling you to be quiet or stop talking, or is she just telling everybody else to be quiet and the show is over or something like that?
Put it in context and figure it out. Whatever you think it is, it is.
Oh, okay. It's one of them. Okay. One of them little soliloquies. But, yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to get you to answer that question all day. But. All right, man. Peace.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And so yesterday, it was so well-timed. I was saying something like, blah, 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 blah. Be quiet. Oh, okay. I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, to the point where I had people coming to me saying, that's me, isn't it? I'm like, no. You've, like, never been on my show. I've never listened. Like, what? You people.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Anybody thinking about, like, traveling in the next week or two? Well, from Fox Business, FAA braces for nationwide flight disruptions as air traffic controller shortages hit major airports. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, is bracing for a nationwide disruption tomorrow night. What's today? That's today, Tuesday, as staffing shortages hit several major control centers, including Chicago, Nashville, Houston, and Las Vegas. Officials say the shortages, which come because of the ongoing government shutdowns, will increase the likelihood of flight delays, reroutes, and ground stops. So it is now 50 minutes after the hour, and as of 3 p.m. today, Central Time, the FAA has issued a two-hour ground delay for Nashville International Airport from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Standard Time due to air traffic controller staffing shortages at the Memphis Center. Shortages are expected after 6 p.m. at O'Hare in Chicago and Nashville Control Towers, with additional shortages at Terminal Radar Approach Control, that's TRACON, facilities in Vegas, Houston, Boston, New Jersey, and Philly. And so if you think about it in your mind, they also have arrival delay advisory for Reagan National. So if you think about it, some places have to handle approach control and all that in one place. And sometimes they handle it for, so if you can imagine handling it for Washington, D.C., when you got D.C., Virginia, all that, you got up Maryland, all that in the same, that's a lot. That's a lot. And so, yeah. Fox 11 Los Angeles previously reported that on yesterday, Hollywood Burbank Airport in California went without any traffic controllers on duty for nearly 6 hours, and their arrival and departure duties were handed off to a TRACON facility in San Diego. Several flight cancellations grounded travelers. Delays reached up to 3 hours. So just so you know, stuff like that is starting to come, and it's going to start happening because we have a government shutdown. And we all know when people don't get paid, they don't work. Sometimes. I mean, sometimes you have to, but anyway. 833-212-1017 is the number. Reginald said, those 60s, too bad I was too short to dance with them and too young to know what to do with them outside of saying, yes, ma'am, shake their hands, and they would pinch my cheeks. Ooh, Martha Reeves. Mm. Anyway, he's talking about Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. he said, keep an awesome alto on deck and within reach. I don't know. Well, I guess, would what's the name be an alto? Sade? I guess Sade. Let me ask. Let me see. Is Sade an alto? She's not a mezzo soprano. Yeah, she would be considered an alto. Although more contralto, which is a lower type female voice. And I guess that's what Anita Baker. Well, let's see what Anita Baker. Anita, I'll say it right. Baker. Yep, she's an alto. But I would also say she's a contralto too. So contralto. So, I don't know. I don't know. Does it really matter? No. I'm just not a, it just, she just don't, like, yeah, she don't flip. I just don't. And understand, I'm not playing any more Anita. No more Anita Baker. Thank you. Thank you very much. No more Anita Baker. They did it. We can do Sade all day. Anita, not so much. 833-212-1017 is the number. In the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to have Open Line Tuesday. So if you have anything that you want to talk about, any questions you want to ask me, any topics within reason, because I always reserve the right to go. We're not talking about that. Also in the top five at five, we're going to be having another sports update because, one more win in Chicago and the Brewers are headed to the big dance. I'm saying. And we're going to be talking about the governor's race. We'll be touching on, I hate to say it, we'll be touching on weather. Because this is it, y'all. I have a feeling this is the last week. This is the last week. And then we'll do an Iowa superintendent update. They got another one, you know, from dude that was an illegal who was a school superintendent and worked at all these places and then got arrested by ICE, and everybody's, oh my God, there isn't a black man. I'm like, too bad. He was illegal and had committed a crime. And then we're going to touch on red light cameras. We're going to kind of dive into that. And then I got another question. It's much kind of like context, but I have another one about I guess basically it's about privacy and why y'all give up all y'all information, because I've never really understood that. I just turn it off. I don't know. The subject went from education system to altos. I must take my hat off to and saluting altos. What's a contralto? That is true. Somebody said, what about Stephanie Mills? I like Stephanie Mills. I like Stephanie Mills when she was her younger self. Martha Reeves was more. Hey, that one guy said, you wouldn't deport me, Dr. Ken, would you? Are you here legally? If you're not here legally, you should be deported. Well, watch this. Watch this. You should be deported if you commit a crime. But if you're here illegally and you're working, let's figure out a way. And I don't understand why we won't. Let's figure out a way to make sure people stay in the country if they're working legally. Like all those guys making roofs and all that stuff, and they're illegal and don't speak English, and yet they work in gardening and all that, and they're making money and doing jobs and all that. If they want to stay here, make them citizens. If they don't, make them leave. But if they didn't commit a crime, I don't know.